looking for my baby. She ain't nowhere around. My love is spoonful. His time in Greenwich Village. We all had a chance to see some of our really, really cool heroes, and that was our opportunity to see John. I eventually got to where I got to know him and eventually started playing harmonica with him pretty steadily at the old Gaslight Cafe. Yeah. got some Greenwich Village types in here. That must be what that is. Greenwich Village was a great place to grow up. David was doing it by subway.
when he had a Hudson, see, I was a New Jersey boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I moved into the village my second year.
Yeah.
At 80 Thompson Street.
Oh man, you were
Spring
right.
Thompson.
Oh yeah, yeah. The neighborhood.
Fifth floor walkout.
That's right. That's
bathroom in the hall.
Yeah.
Bathtub in the kitchen.
I lived in one. I have one better for you.
DC Current.
The old. That's I rented a place once, and I was so thrilled because it was under $60 a month.
Okay, mine was $58.10.
$58.10. You got the idea. Now, this is the, yeah.
I was
on
there.
On the fifth floor, I got up to this fifth floor walk-up, and there had been the previous renter in this place had been a guy who threw pots, right?
Yeah.
He was a ceramicist.
I'm glad he verbalized it.
I wanted to clarify that, yeah. And all around the entire living room, which was where he worked, there was at about a 2.5 foot level was this swath of clay all the way around the room.
It may not have been a room.
But we were having a lot of fun in Greenwich Village, and we had the beginnings of this jug band. Remember, we started to... Gee, I'm glad I caught that. We used to get together and rehearse and then go home and dream of the lead singer. Or at least, I used to. The beautiful Miss D'Amato. Boy, this is what Italian people were brought into this world to produce. Although, you know, they say in Italy, you know, when you get the Neapolitan, you mix it with the Sicilian, whoa, trouble now. You get something so volcanic. So I tried to work something out to try to get Miss D'Amato's attention, you know. I wrote this actually only a couple, 5 years ago, kind of using my 18-year-old self as the guy in the song.